And now, our feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and
gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this.
Yeah.
Man.
It's time. We're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Waiting to get down. Won't you get your fix?
station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
And it's on your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Holy God, that's good.
Just
91.5 WMFO. Friday night, it's 10-11. How you doing? And you're in tune to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, where we bring you the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night between hours of 10 p.m. and midnight. So if this is your first time checking me out, we're just getting started. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Nothing like you ever heard before. Once you get to dancing, you can't stop your feet.
91.5, the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. Special guest star in the studio tonight. We're going to hold that on either side of Franz Jolie. But like I said, a shout out to my man, Matt, out there working, doing this Uber. Be safe, man. Be safe. Keep your hands on the wheel. You know what I'm saying? 91.5.
Gonna get over you.
WMFO and Franz Jolie, a dance floor classic from back in the day, and gonna get over you. Ladies and gentlemen, did I already mention that Matt Fisher was in the house? Did I say that already?
I don't think so.
Did I say that? All right, settle down. Settle down. Man, I like the way that song ends, with that big, big song in the end. Anyway, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
It's good to see you, man.
It's good too.
To see you out. You know, it's good to see you out back in public. I know you didn't do it.
I'm glad
you had a good defense attorney, but it's good to see you out in public, man. You know, hanging out.
Thank you.
You look good, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You look good. Everything good?
Yeah, I think so.
What'd you do to your nose, by the way? I meant to ask you that off.
Broken.
All right. Oh, this is you got the face for radio anyway.
Well, thank you.
But it's good to see you. It's very good to see you, man. All right, so why are you here, by the way?
I'm here to see you.
Okay, I appreciate
on your
that.
Big birthday.
Oh!
Happy birthday.
I appreciate that. Thanks, man. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. More importantly, though, your birthday.
More importantly, my birthday.
We have a new DJ Stan the Man screening coming up.
You know, I heard that.
Yes.
I heard that.
This time in Belmont, Massachusetts.
Belmont, Massachusetts.
At the Studio Cinema.
Okay.
That is June 26th.
What time is that?
That is a 3 p.m. screening.
I gotta check with my schedule. Let me see what I can do. I might be able to I might be able to stop by.
If not, no big deal.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. It's cool. All right. So at 3 o'clock. What time is it again?
3 p.m.
Three p.m. Okay.
Be doing it big.
Who else is gonna be there? Is anybody else gonna be there?
Well, the cast should be there. I'd say.
Okay.
Frankie will be there.
Frankie Amagamo.
Mike Calvin will probably be there.
Mike Calvin. Speaking of Mike Calvin, I asked him. Yeah. I asked. You know, I did invite him, and I know that you know Mike goes to bed early.
Yeah, he does.
And yeah, he goes to bed very early. And he said that you know he sends his regards and he wishes he could be here tonight. But I did invite him, and I wish he was here tonight. Thanks, Mike.
He's more behind the curtain.
He's behind the curtain. All right, Mike. Thanks.
Alexander Hawk will be there.
Send me my check for that. Alexander Hawk.
Of course.
Yep. Of course. Yep. Sure.
Maybe John Pierce.
John Pierce. How's John doing? Have you talked to John lately?
John's not doing too good.
John's not doing good?
No.
Okay. All right.
Peter Morse, maybe.
Peter Morse. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's going to be June 26th on Sunday at 3 to 5.
3 p.m., yeah.
Are we going to have like a VIP section or anything like that?
No VIP.
Okay, just general admission.
Everybody just come in. Yeah, regular screening. Right. Last time premiere, so we had like, we VIP'd it.
Okay.
But this is just a regular screening, so.
It's going to be a bring your own BYOB. Can you bring it?
Yeah. You're better off doing that.
Do that, bring your own stuff? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I know Chase carries, you know, he likes to carry.
Always, yeah.
All right. Okay. All right, so we're gonna have the step and repeat there also. Is that gonna be there?
It should be, yeah.
Okay, so folks can come and take pictures and
yeah, you'll be able to come take a picture with the DJ Stan the Man banner.
Okay, all right.
Stand in front of it and you can take a fancy picture.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. You're also involved in another movie, Insomniac.
I am involved with a film called Insomniac, a short film.
Okay.
I wrote and directed, produced, and. That's in post production right now. There's an editor out in California finishing it up.
What's that about? Can you give me a brief background of that?
There's a it's about a character named Roger Humphreys, played by local actor Richard Chandler.
Chandler, that rings a bell. He might be in this room right now, maybe. Okay.
So the character he has.
I think that does ring a bell. Was he the homeless guy on Beacon Street that was in front of the church there for a month?
Okay. He's risen above that.
All right. Okay.
He was in DJ Stan the Man, actually.
Was he?
One of your favorite days of the shoot, actually.
The best Monday ever.
Yeah. So Roger Humphreys has insomnia, very bad, an ongoing stage of it, and he reaches out to the medical field to try and help him figure out a way to get through it.
Okay.
And they kind of use them for their own wicked things.
Okay. All right.
Without going too deep into it, That also has Alexander Hawks in that as well.
Wow.
We have Sabrina Dennison. Yeah, she was in Alejandro Jodorowsky's Santa Sangre. Very great film.
Yep.
Check it out. You can get it in stores.
Yep.
And we had effects by Barry Mahoney, who was on last year's Sci-Fi Channel's Face Off.
Cool. All right. I just didn't know that there might be somebody else stopping by. I might be already here, or somebody walking around. That
he's
might be
lingering around the room. I can see
might
him.
Might be able to shed some more light. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to talk. We're going to talk to him, and I understand he brought someone with him. I guess we're going to talk to her too. It's a her. We're going to talk to her too.
It is a her. Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is a time when, you know, we usually don't let women in the studio, but we'll make an exception tonight, and we're going to let her talk. How's that?
That is good. That is good.
Anyway, all right, you're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. We're coming back with that special person in a little while. And also, shout-outs. We're going to do those about the top of the hour. So you can get yours in at 617-627-3800. 617-3800. All right, we're going to do that on the other side of outside 11 o'clock. We'll do that then, okay? All right, 915.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Returned to its rightful owner. In today's entertainment news, Morris Day, famous singer of that popular rock group, won't be saying what time is it anymore. As you know, the group is no longer together. The question that most people seem to be asking is, what will Morris do now?
What am I gonna do?
Color of success.
words of my song. Bitterness gone, it's behind me. Fresh, picturesque, at my very best. Grateful and strong, and proud to be me.
In the hour's news, this music update. What seemingly had turned to stone for Morris Day has turned to gold or even platinum once again as he takes on his new life pursuing a solo career which includes records and movies. The future is indeed bright for Morris.
Next color.
WMFO in the Color of Success, Morris Day. That was a jam back in the day. Do you remember that song, by the way?
I do.
You remember this song?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, did you mention the ticket prices for Belmont? Did you mention that, by the way?
They're $10.
$10. You can get those at the door? Can you get those?
You can get them ahead at the door. You can get them ahead of time online. If you go to the DJ Stand the Man Facebook page,
okay.
There's an event page set up, and you can get it either the direct page or, you know, on that page, you'll see another event page where you can.
That should be able to get them on there, too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right,
Eventbrite.
Cool. All right.
The future.
All right, speaking of the future, Insomniac.
Yeah.
So you have a screening for that coming up too also?
Couple months, I think. It's getting the finishing touches now.
Do you have any more information about it?
It's coming.
Do you know anybody that could shed any more information?
On Insomniac?
True, yes.
I don't know if anybody else could shed more info on it. But before the Insomniac screening, or premiere rather, there is another premiere coming, the Witch Hunt premiere.
Oh!
And there might be a gentleman here with us that could talk into great detail about that.
Okay. All right. I'm listening. Fill me in. Keep going.
I'll let him do the filling.
Oh, who would that be?
Mr. Richard Chandler.
Rick Chandler? The Rick Chandler?
The one and only.
Oh! Hold on. All right, settle down. I didn't even see him come in here.
He floated in the cracks.
Rick Chandler, how you doing, man?
Guten Tag.
You can step up to the mic, man. We can hear you. Come on, step up.
Step up.
There you go.
I'm gonna put this thing in my mouth.
We didn't see you put it in your mouth, but
all right.
There we go. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
I haven't seen you, I haven't seen you in a long time. Since probably the best Monday ever.
Probably the premiere, actually.
Probably the premiere about a year ago.
That's right. I just keep having the best Monday ever in my mind every time I think that was the best Monday ever.
Well, I saw a stripper crush a Bud Light can with her ass.
Yes, I was there. I was sitting right next to you, and I witnessed the same thing. Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was remarkable. Anyway, Rick, so it's good to see you, man. I guess you got big things going on, man. I'm hearing a lot of good things about you. What's happening? Fill me in.
Well, we got a premiere coming up for a horror flick called Witch Hunt.
Okay.
And that is June 4th. That is at the Capitol Theater in Arlington.
Arlington, okay.
And like I said, it's a pretty gritty horror flick. So if people are into that sort of stuff, there's also a couple of shorts they're going to play before it, all horror movies.
Now, you directed this, am I right?
I did. I directed and produced it.
Are you in it too?
I am in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What made you start this? I mean, what's the origin? Where did this? How did this start? How did the idea of the whole the Witch Hunt movie? How did it start?
Oh, I don't know how to really answer that question. I mean,
you wrote it too, obviously, right?
I did write it. Okay. I just wanted to make a movie that was really so dark that people would watch it and leave the theater questioning what is wrong with the person who wrote it.
Okay, and this movie will do that, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Whether you like it or you hate it, you're going to watch it.
Okay, all right. I'm intrigued already. Okay, who's this lovely lady to your right? Introduce her and why is she here?
This is Jenny French. She did the wardrobe design.
Hello.
How are you?
For Witch Hunt.
Welcome to the Time Tunnel.
Thanks for having me.
All right. You did the wardrobe, I understand, the movie.
Yeah, so if we're in the Witch Hunt wardrobe, like he said, it's a very gritty, there's a lot of it that's just almost disgusting and horrifying. So I thought it was really great that we were able to take that and make it beautiful and kind of give your eye something, kind of have the juxtaposition of having the beautiful fashion.
Okay.
And with that, we did that with the witches. Obviously, in Witch Hunt, there is a cult of witches.
A cult of witches, okay. Yeah.
We also did the Bosnian witch hunters. There's an evil nun who's probably my favorite fashion moment in the whole flick. When you actually see it acted out, she's almost like the evil Cruella de Vil of nuns. She's just dressed to the nines and ready to kill.
Cool. Yeah. Now, did you design the wardrobe in the movie too, or you just are responsible for putting everything together?
Both. I designed and created some custom pieces for it, but I also worked with Rick to really develop a feel and a look for the movie, and
right.
I outsourced some things from my fellow local designers, and borrowed from Raquel Tiffany Spinazzola was my assistant wardrobe person. I knew she had the aesthetic for the movie, and her pieces worked great. We borrowed Ortega jewelry for it.
Okay.
And China Pope denim, too. So it was a whole group effort to get the exact look and feel to the movie, but the movie really has it, which a lot of films don't now. It really has a definitive look to it and a style.
Cool. You got me intrigued now. Yeah. I'm interested to see it. Is the trailer available on YouTube?
The trailer is out there.
Okay.
On YouTube. They can look for Boston Film Family. That's my company.
Okay.
So they can look for that on YouTube. Again, the movie is called Witch Hunt, so they can find it there. The event itself is on Facebook, and you can get tickets through that event. There's a separate link for Eventbrite, but they can find it all on Facebook.
On your link, or does it have its own link?
It's an event.
On your Facebook, okay.
But if they go to Boston Film Family, the fan page, my page, it's all, you know, they'll find
everything's
it.
Everything's there. Okay.
They'll find it pretty quick.
Now, say the date again, Rick. What's the date again?
The date is June 4th, and there's two screenings at a 7:30 okay. and at 9. So,
7:30 and at 9. So, there's two. Okay. And you're going to have a Q&A afterwards, I would assume?
Probably a very brief little Q&A at some point, yeah.
Okay.
We'll try and fit it in there. And we'll have photography and, you know, all that fun stuff.
All right. I'm definitely going to try to check it out.
You should.
All right. I appreciate you stopping by.
Well, thank you very much for having us down here.
You can feel free to hang out for another 5 minutes if you'd like. After that, we're going to have to call security. I'm a little nervous having you in the building.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm up for the challenge. I will fight back, though.
Rick, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Right.
I appreciate you stopping by. Jeannie, thank you. Thank you very much. Very much. By the way, that's some very interesting jewelry that you had. The hand thing there.
I bought this today for $4 in Mattapan.
That's pretty funky. We might have to take a picture of that and post that.
Mugged somebody
and to take
in
that,
Mattapan.
I believe that. Actually, that looks like a weapon that could be useful. Matter of fact, have you been patted down for weapons?
No one's patting me down in here.
Okay, 91.5. You listen to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. Thanks again, Rick. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And thanks again, Matt. You want to get anything you want to add to the end of that before you are scooty dooch?
Just come out to the screening in Belmont, Mass. Studio Cinema. We have the trailers for on DJ Stan the Man.
That's right.
And Insomniac, both on YouTube as well.
Right. And on Boombastic Media. Boombastic Media, too. You can see that, too, right?
Yeah, check that out.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, man.
And we'll be in touch before the screening.
Word.
All right, man. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Time Teller with Chase Carson. We bring the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. We're going to do shout-outs on the other side of The Sounds of Blackness. 91.5.
The Blackness. Keep on.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
We hope you're enjoying the music. Your freeform station, WMFO.org.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson.